Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community.
Hey, good morning, everybody. John Hollis, Rockers in Recovery, and doing our show here this morning. Of course, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 9:30. Waking Up Blessed will be the host of the show. And this is a live production. Happens every, again, Monday through Friday. And you can check it out at 9 a.m. The goal is to start a day with inspiration and hope using a thought for the day. Doing some interviews and some guest stories of experience, strength, and hope. And, of course, this show is part of the Rockers in Recovery radio network. And you can check us out at rockersinrecovery.com. Tonight, we look forward to having another great show. We're going to be doing a show at 6:30 tonight, too, if you get a chance to stop by. If you are looking to find Rockers in Recovery, you can do that in your car by going to blogtalkradio.com/RIR radio. You can also listen live on any of our social media hubs. You can check that out by just going to Rockers in Recovery. Facebook, Rockers in Recovery, on LinkedIn, Google Plus, and also on Twitter. And you can also listen live just by going to rockersinrecovery.com and clicking on the show for today. And today's show is Logan Bruce, Waking Up Blessed. Before we get into Logan's story, Logan's a great kid, and he's going to be doing some great stuff. And most importantly, started playing on Rockers in Recovery on our Facebook page every Sunday night at 9 o'clock. And he's really come a long way and an amazing talent, up and coming. And, you know, his music is great. Yes, he's in recovery, but his music is, you know, has some recovery, just like Mike Zito, has some great music that's recovery-based, but also has some really great music that is just life experiences, and really, really cool kid. So we're looking forward to having Logan on here shortly. I want to thank Sober Map, and of course, Sober Map is an app that you can put on your phone, and you can find any type of recovery-related information. You can also find a local 12-step meeting or other information there. You just put in the state that you're in, and poop, up it comes. And you can find that app on the Apple Store and Google Play. And Waking Up Blessed quote for today: everyone thinks forgiveness is a lovely idea until he has something to forgive. And I like this topic. One of the things that resentment always killed me. And when I let it fester, and I let a resentment fester, sooner or later, the only one that's killing is me. It's like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. As scary as that sounds, that's what I do every time I harbor resentments towards another human being. And then, you know, the forgiveness aspect of it, if I can't forgive others, how do I expect my God to forgive me and to let me live in harmony and peace? It's through forgiveness that I get to live in harmony and peace. And Waking Up Blessed, thought for today is, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. That's Matthew 5:3. And good stuff. Understand that, you know, we're not singing to the choir. If you're out there and you're listening today, you, you're a family member, or you're a loved one, or you're somebody that's just tuning in for the first time, we got 174 people dying each day from the current overdoses across the country. And, you know, the opioid and heroin epidemic is just one part of the struggle. I mean, there's plenty of people out there dealing with everything from shopping addictions to heroin addictions. And, you know, I'm just, anytime I'm trying to fill that void with something other than some kind of love and peace and harmony, And I'm really just trying to avoid my feelings. And so the cool part is today is that we're not singing to the choir. You know, I'm poor in spirit at times. At other times, I'm overflowing. That's why I have to, you know, get together every day and do some kind of work on myself. But most importantly, reach my hand out to other people to the best of my ability, no matter where I'm at in my walk. And no matter where you're at in your walk, you have a message of hope. If you're above dirt and you have breath, there's hope. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in this morning and talking about Logan. We have, you know, it's kind of a cool thing. We've been announcing it since last week. And at the Vortex up in Akron, Ohio, you can check out Logan and, of course, Jam Alker, who's another musician. These guys are great. Between Jam and Logan, they're going to blow the doors off the place. And they have a couple of other musical artists. They also have a gentleman named Tim Ryan that's going to be there. Tim is a recovery advocate and lost his son to the heroin, of course, epidemic, the opioid epidemic. And he's got a great message for families. So if you're in the Akron area on March 17th at 7 p.m., you can check it out by going to the Vortex, and you can do that right in Akron, Ohio. And it's the place where AA was born. So, in the meantime, I also want to bring you to rockersandrecovery.com. If you're out there and you're checking out what we're doing, you can go to rockersandrecovery.com anytime and click on the contact button, and you can contact us directly. Again, my name is John Hollis, and you can send it to me. You can send it to the co-founder, Lori Sullivan. You can also, of course, click on the media partners. The media partners are the ones that help us do the day-to-day operations. These are the guys that said, okay, you know, something, Rockers and Recovery has been around since 2008, and we want to continue their message and support their message. And you can check them out at the media partners at Rockers and Recovery. So we're really glad that they continue to support us. And you know, you got guys like Clearbrook, and you have Pepper Company. I mean, you got just about everything you could imagine on there, from goods and services to, you know, helpful ideas for treatment options, like you know, Music Cares to SAMHSA. So, you know, you have a wide range of things that might be able to help. And also, there's some health products and stuff like that on there. It's kind of a cool thing. So go to the media partners at rockersandrecovery.com and check that out. I also want to take the time this morning to talk about a buddy of mine, Jack Kelly. And Jack was one of my therapists at one time when I was out there floundering. And Jack has some really great information. And we're going to have Jack on over the next couple of weeks. And I think we might be able to put something together where Jack might be able to take some phone calls if somebody's struggling out there or you're having a problem. But most importantly, he can get his message out because he's got a powerful, powerful message. He's got almost 40 years in recovery and just a down-to-earth guy and a really, really sweet man. And so we look forward to having Jack maybe become part of the whole Rockers in Recovery radio network and, of course, having him on Waking Up Blessed. So Waking Up Blessed. You know, any day that I get to be able to wake up and I don't have to worry about where I'm going to get my next hit, where I'm going to get my next drink, is a blessing to me. But most importantly, any day that I can wake up blessed with the love of my family, the love of my friends, and the people that are important to me in my life, and all of the blessings that God has put into my life is amazing. It's amazing. From a guy that lived under a bridge on 79th Street for multiple years. 79th Street in Miami, under the JFK Causeway. I lived there for the last year of my active addiction. I was under that bridge, and by the grace of God, one day I had an epiphany. I was sitting on the side of a club called the Little River Club, and I had this epiphany, and the epiphany was that nobody put me under that bridge but me. And the only one that can really make a decision to move forward is me. So I either have to choose in or choose out into the recovery lifestyle. And if I choose in, I have to do some work. The fairy dust is not going to sprinkle on my head, and I'm not just going to become sober one day and poof, you know, everything's going to be great. It's going to suck for a while. The acceptance is that it sucks less than it did when I was living under the bridge. The difference is, living under the bridge, the pain gets worse over time. Being in recovery, the pain gets less over time. So, in a way, through the blessings of recovery, I'm able to see these things today. Now, did I ever think I was going to see them before? No. I was just running away from the pain. And by the blessings and waking up blessed today, I'm able to carry a message of hope. Hope that helps somebody today. But most importantly, if you're out there and you're thinking to yourself, you know, something, I don't know what to do, I don't know where to go next, then you're at that jumping off point. You're at that point where you can say to yourself, you know, something, I don't want to live like this anymore. And you have, you know, options out there. You know, there's plenty of 12-step organizations and smart recovery and all types of organizations that will help you to, you know, get into the process of recovery. And it's a process. It's a lifelong process. And anybody that tells you anything different, they're out of their minds, in my opinion. So it's one day at a time, a lifelong process. We get to be able to be different people. And some days we don't even realize that people tell us, hey, wow, you've really come a long way compared to where you're at. And, you know, but the good news is that we don't have to be a burden to our communities and be a burden to society as a whole, and our families and our kids and our loved ones. So, again, thank you so much for being on the show and or listening to the show and being a part of Rockers in Recovery and waking up blessed. And again, if you are listening in and you want to find out more information, go to rockersinrecovery.com and click on the contact page. You can talk to me whenever you feel that you need to talk to somebody. You're more than welcome to drop me a line at Rockers in Recovery on the contact page. There's also a phone number there too that you can call my cell phone. More than welcome to call myself at 786-488-6984. And, of course, Waking Up Blessed is Monday through Friday. And you can check us out at 9 a.m. in the morning and start your day waking up blessed. And, of course, our friend Logan Bruce is going to be calling in here in a minute. And we're going to look forward to hearing his message and waking up blessed to him. What does that mean? We're looking forward to finding that out. Logan, good morning, and welcome to, of course, Waking Up Blessed on Rockers in Recovery.
Hey, John, what's going on, buddy?
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's Waking Up Blessed mean to you?
I was actually thinking about it when you asked me to come on, and I just like, It's so much better than the other ways I used to wake up, you know what I mean? Just not all the worry and just like living a relatively normal life and like waking up in the morning, and then I get to work towards my goals, write music, practice music, whatever it is. Just like the whole complete 180 from the way I was living before.
You have come a long way. I mean, since I met you at Stephanie's house down at Ability Sober House, and you've come a long way, and you're Your presence on Rockers in Recovery is huge on Sunday nights at 9 o'clock. And of course, the listeners and the people that listen each week, some of your folks and some of our folks, a combined effort of getting the message out through music is a huge thing. And waking up blessed, you get to have opportunities like that. I mean, I was just, you know, talking about it. I get to have opportunities today because I'm not using that I would have never had if I was, that's for sure. It would have only got worse. It would have never got better.
Yeah, and it's like if I was still out drinking or whatever it was I was doing, like I definitely wouldn't be doing anything productive at 9:15 in the morning on a Tuesday or doing anything that might help other people. You know, I was still sleeping probably for another 8 to 10 hours before my day started. So it's just,
well,
I don't
know,
it's just like a, every day is like an opportunity for growth. And it took me a while to realize that, so, but it really is.
Yeah. And you have some really cool things that are starting to happen. You did your first gig, a month ago, right?
Yeah.
And what was that like for you?
Yeah, about a month ago. I've done one before that. I did like a little like 2-song opener for somebody 6 months ago. But yeah, so this one I was like, the dude tells me like a couple days before, like instead of 20 minutes, like you're going to be playing for an hour. And I was like not prepared for it at all. And it was probably the best experience I've had. Just like, I can't even explain like whatever I was looking for. Like the feel, I don't know what I was looking for when I was drinking and out there using, but I feel like I found it when I was up on stage that night. Like if that, as corny as that sounds, but it was like, just like the peace of like being up there. Like I was so nervous and then just getting up there, and it was, everybody enjoyed the music. So that was a plus. Nobody booed me off stage like I had planned in my head that they were going to do.
Sometimes.
Yeah, but it was just, like, probably the coolest thing that I've done so far. And it was, like, not that I've arrived, but it was, like, it kind of just let me know, like, that I'm on the right path, if that makes sense.
As a singer-songwriter, and, you know, that's in recovery, you know, not all of your songs are recovery-based. And, you know, there's a gentleman like named Mike Zito that is a huge blues guitarist, and he's in recovery, blues man in recovery, but at the same time, Mike writes plenty of songs that are just based on his day-to-day life and you know, other things that are happening in the world. And you get to be able to write music in a totally different way, I'm sure, now that you're not using.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's weird. Like, I have heard, like, the stories of, like, the all the rock stars, like, that would, you know, get high and write all their music. And then I notice when I do that, like, I can't even pick up the pen to write anything. Like, it's just all my motivational drive's just completely gone. I don't pick up the guitar. Don't sing. So just like being able to do stuff like that, like I was going to try to write a new song today. If I was still out there using, there'd be no, you know, my guitar would be in the pawn shop, first off. So, it's just, I don't know. I just love it. Like, it's, I didn't think I'd be able to do it, but, like, after, you know, a few days together, and I'm doing it. So, you know, it's something to be proud of.
If you had somebody out there right now that was struggling, or a family member that was struggling with an addict, what would you say to the family member?
I would tell them that it's possible, that it might not be as hard as they think it is. And to maybe, like, because I know there's a huge stigma around addiction and all that, but if they didn't know that I was struggling with it at one point, like, tell them about it, that I was. Like, there's a lot of people that struggle with it. It's nothing to be embarrassed about. Really, I think the bravest thing somebody can do is go get help. It's tough, but, you know, I think in the end, even if you're just introduced to the lifestyle, You know, so a lot of people try to get clean and it doesn't, they, if it doesn't work out, like the seed's still planted, you know? I would say just give it a shot. Like really, there's nothing to lose if you're trying to get clean, but there's plenty to lose if you stay out there.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I seen a post, and if you go to Logan, at Logan Music, Logan Bruce Music on Facebook, you can check out Logan. You can also, right here on the page, you can click on his highlighted name and go to his profile. And, you know, Logan is very expressive, and he puts out a lot of stuff. So you'll see all kinds of great videos and all kinds of other things that are going on with him. And you got the upcoming event March 17th at 7 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. I guess you have Tim Ryan, J.M. Alker, and yourself. And you have some other musical guests that are going to be there. And I guess Sound Path Recovery is putting this on. And it's at the Vortex in Ohio. Is that correct?
Yep, Akron, Ohio.
And give us
the birthplace
a little information.
Of LeBron James.
Ah, very cool. And also the birth of the 12-step organization.
FA. Yeah, I probably should have brought up AA before I brought up LeBron James, but I'm from Cleveland. I can't help it.
Very cool. And I understand that Sound Path Recovery is involved. What's that about? Sounds interesting.
With Sound Path?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, like Jan Malker, it's his, he's the main event on the ticket. And I know he's been doing some work with them as far as their, and that's something else like that I would tell somebody that's coming into recovery or considering it. Like there's multiple different ways to do it. Like I know Sound Path, Jan Malker and Gambo, who's, a hip hop artist on the show. They work with Sound Path Recovery, and Sound Path Recovery uses music as like a path to help you kind of just find your purpose. Or I don't, music helps everybody, you know, or at least I like to think so. Like they, it's a music oriented path to recovery, I guess. So it's really cool.
Yeah,
that
it's,
there's,
I
like
guess
people.
It's a treatment center, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think they're like a branch off of another treatment center, but it's,
yeah,
it's,
I think it's
music
part
oriented.
Of Tim Ryan works for another treatment center, and I think Tim Ryan's part of Sound Path, and yeah. Matter of fact, it's kind of cool. When Jam came down in February, not this past February, the February before. I'm sorry, when he came down in November for the Rockers in Recovery. Sobriety Rocks Festival at the 101 Club. He met with Tim, and they were able to hook up and be able to start working together. So it was kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, that's that was recently, wasn't it? Or you said November?
Yep, November.
Because then, like, shortly after that, yeah, that's when he asked me. I mean, I'm also grateful to Jam for asking me. I don't work with, I haven't met Tim or anybody yet, but I don't work with Sound Path Recovery or anything, but Jam was nice enough to reach out and ask me if I wanted to come out and play, just because he knows that I'm relatively close to the area. So
yeah,
I am
Jam's
very grateful
a good guy.
That he reached out to me.
Jam's real down to earth, really nice guy, and you know, he's come to a lot of Rockers in Recovery events. Matter of fact, he came to Maine. I think that was the first one he did with us. He came to Maine in 2016, and he's been jamming with us ever since. So really cool guy. Glad to have him as a part of Rockers in Recovery like you. And most importantly, carrying the message through music. You guys are awesome. This is going to be great.
Thank you.
And I'm looking forward to hearing more and maybe get a little bit of video feed from you guys so we can put it up on Rockers in Recovery on Saturday, March 17th at 7 p.m. It's at the Vortex in Akron, Ohio, and we look forward to everybody checking that out. If you're in the Akron area, don't miss it. It's going to be a hell of a show. And
yeah, it is.
You guys are going to rock the house. So I want to thank you for being on our show this morning, Waking Up Blessed. And it's an honor and a privilege always to be involved with what Logan's doing. And Logan, you have a blessed day. Keep on rocking. And we'll catch you Saturday, maybe from the Vortex.
All right. Sounds good, John. I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Yeah, man. God bless.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. There you go. A little bit of history on how things work. But most importantly, how God puts other people in each other's lives for a reason. To be able to carry a message, may it be through music, may it be through advocacy. What we're here to be able to do is at Waking Up Blessed Radio, Monday through Friday at 9 to 9:30, it's really just a way to start the day with an inspiration and some hope and using, messages from other folks that can help a human being maybe turn their day around. If you're in recovery, you get to start it out with some inspiration or hope. If you're not in recovery and you're coming to you this morning and you're listening to this, there is a way out. You're more than welcome to contact us at rockersinrecovery.com. Click on the contact page, and we'll do what we can to assist. The easiest way is to go to rockersinrecovery.com and click on the media partners. Everybody's listed there, everybody's phone numbers, from SAMHSA to private treatment to music cares to everything that you would need right there to be able to find information from 12-step recovery options to smart recovery. Everything's right there on that page. And again, it's rockersinrecovery.com, and click on the media partners. And I want to thank everybody for being a part of the show today and listening to Rockers in Recovery Radio and Waking Up Blessed Radio Show. Check us out. You can give me a call at 786-488-6984 if you'd like to be a guest on the show and share your experience, strength, and hope. You're more than welcome to give me a call and tell us how you wake up blessed every day. And you guys have a rocking day. We're going to go out with our friend Mike Zito, Change My Ways, MikeZito.com. And it's Mike Zito, of course, Blues Man in Recovery. You guys have a rocking day. Thank you so much for listening. Waking Up Blessed.
Rockers in Recovery Radio is based on opinion only and is not meant to treat or diagnose any health or mental health issue of any kind. If you feel you need help for any health-related issues, please contact a physician or mental health professional. The opinions expressed by our guests are not necessarily those of Rockers in Recovery.